was a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on August the 15th, 2008. Newcomers are always advised to go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, where you can download lots of free shows from the last few years, in fact, going back 10 years, on this big game plan called the New World Order, called globalism, called many, many things, but it's really about the conquering of every individual on the planet, a very old plan indeed, and rather ambitious. But why do things small? Also look into Alan Watt's sentientsentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download and print up, pass around to your friends in the various languages of Europe. Today I've been stacking wood because you got to get going when the weather's against you and it's getting towards the end of the summer into fall. And by the looks of things, they're not going to let up much on the aerial spraying. It's now routine. It's a daily thing. And the weather generally is pretty much the same as the day before, which is usually rain and thunderstorms. Today was a bit of a break, but I guess we'll have to adapt and continue with those things like cutting wood, stacking wood, and all the other things we have to do outside, even though it's raining. And of course, the bugs are incredible. They're just really taken off with all this wet weather. Everything that bites is just doing a great business, including little black flies that they now have down in the breadbasket of the U.S. as well. They used to be only in Canada. So these are the pestilences, and I've always said they follow Revelations, their old business plan, to the letter. We've only got the famines to come and the plagues. We've already got the wars and the rumors of wars, and everything they can do can be done scientifically. That's the kicker. They used to couch it in terms of understanding nature, and when they understood nature, they'd conquer the world. And really what they're talking about is science. This is the scientific dictatorship that Huxley and others talked about. It's here. It's here. And it's nothing to do with just nations. It's to dominate every single individual on the planet. And I was thinking about that today when I was loading the wood up, how people in countries like Britain and Canada and the US are being monitored with every phone call, every fax, every email. They're being watched by cameras everywhere they go. Do you really think the war has something to do with people over there somewhere? Because all the signs say that it's all about observing and monitoring you, every single one of you, and your children. Until we get it through our thick heads that the war was declared on the population of the planet a long time ago, and until we understand that the characters who run this world do not plant standards in, like flags, on a battlefield where you can have an even chance. These characters don't play by any good rules. The only rule is to win. And they're very dirty fighters indeed. Because when you understand what they've done to the people on the planet for hundreds, maybe thousands of years, you should be really, utterly enraged. And then you'd have to do something about it, wouldn't you? It's much easier to go back into La La Land and watch television and fantasize about nice things, isn't it, than face the reality that there are people in this world who want to reduce the population by any and every means possible, and control your mind, and then create a new type of being that won't have to worry about anymore. That's what it's all about. Back with more after this break.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question, do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the Matrix. And what is the Matrix? It's this big artificial reality you've been born into, where your mind has been controlled from your birth, basically by your parents, who downloaded their own fantasized world into you, just the way things are. That's how I can remember asking questions to my parents, and they'd say, well, that's just the way it is. They'd accepted it, you see. And most children don't think beyond that. What is, when they're born, is obviously normal, it has to be, and therefore they adapt very quickly. Education takes over to condition you to be a good citizen. And remember, the state dictates what a good citizen happens to be at any time. And they can keep changing it too. And we adapt. Then the media takes over and the culture industry, and that keeps us in check for the rest of our lives. But the war, literally, is a war to dominate everybody on the planet. Utterly dominate them. And years ago, Carl Jung, Huxley, and others talked about this period where you'd have a bureaucratic and scientific dictatorship running the world. Lenin talked about it. Now, Lenin, remember, wasn't just the old lefty that happened to do good. You know, the poor boy makes good in the world. He was coached by the best bankers on the planet to do the left-wing part of the dialectic. And he said that there are 1,000 directions society could go and ways to live, but the public mustn't know. They must think the one they're born into is the only one that could have possibly evolved, and most folk really do believe that. As I say, when you see cameras around every town, village, and city across the planet watching you, and who is watching you, by the way? How many agencies are watching you? Just how far did they go to watch you? And they have boom microphones, and they're putting artificial trees up along the highways in America, stacked with antenna and microphones and video cameras. Remember, too, this behaviorism that Skinner and his characters were up to. They experimented with animals by putting something that was vaguely familiar to them in their cage, and they would adapt to them. And here they are doing it with us. We give them artificial trees. They won't notice. And you know something? They're right for most people. They won't notice. Here's an article from theguardian.co.uk on August the 13th, 2008. And I'm going to read this the way it's presented to the public, and you should really stop and think. This means you. The battlefield's about you, not for people just over there. Everything that created is to be used on, and is being used on, the public. It says, brain will be battlefield of future one's U.S. intelligence report. The human brain could become a battlefield in future wars. A new report predicts including pharmacological landmines and drones directed by mind control, by Ian Sample from The Guardian. Rapid advances in neuroscience could have a dramatic impact on national security and the way in which future wars are fought, U.S. intelligence officials have been told. In a report commissioned by the Defense Intelligence Agency, leading scientists were asked to examine how a greater understanding of the brain over the next 20 years is likely to drive the development of new medicines and technologies. Now, I've said over and over, whenever they announce something, they've done it. And generally, they've done it long ago. Because we're kept really in the past all the time. That's how you keep control of power. We get a fake history, a fake reality for the time we live in, because all the stuff they're working on, like Dolly the sheep, was done long, long before Dolly came along, and perfected too. To continue, they found several areas in which progress could have a profound impact, including behavior-altering drugs, well, they use that on us anyway, scanners that can interpret a person's state of mind, they do that with us too, at airports, etc., and devices capable of boosting senses such as hearing and vision, and that's been done in experiments back in the 50s. On the battlefield, bullets may be replaced with pharmacological landmines. Well, they're doing that with the chemical sprays they dump on us across the planet every day, that release drugs to incapacitate soldiers on contact, while scanners and other electronic devices could be developed to identify suspects from their brain activity and even disrupt their ability to tell lies when questioned, the report says. See, this is all about the public. This is not about people on battlefield. See, the world is the battlefield. To understand, the world is a battlefield for the psychopaths who rule it. The concept of torture could also be altered by products in this market. It's possible that someday there could be a technique developed to extract information from a prisoner that does not have any lasting side effects, the report states. The report highlights one electronic technique called transcranial direct current stimulation, which involves using electrical pulses to interfere with the firing of neurons in the brain and has been shown to delay a person's ability to tell a lie. That device has been used in the Soviet Union schools for years. Drugs could also be used to enhance the performance of military personnel. They're doing that already. There's already anecdotal evidence of troops using the narcolepsy drug modafinil and Ritalin, which is prescribed for attention deficit disorder, to boost their performance. Well, personally, I think anybody in the military has already got attention deficit disorder in this day and age, because they're all guinea pigs. Future drugs developed to boost the cognitive faculties of people with dementia are likely to be used in a similar way, the report adds. Well, that's already being used for memory enhancement. So this is given out as though they're going to do all this in the future. They're doing it. They've been doing it for years. It says greater understanding of the brain's working is also expected to usher in new devices that link directly to the brain. either to allow operators to control machinery with their minds, such as flying unmanned reconnaissance drones, or to boost their natural senses. There's a movie came out in the 70s, I think it was. It was called Blue Thunder. And it was about an advanced type of helicopter that had all kinds of weaponry, gizmos on them, that would be used to patrol American cities. And it showed you how, even by directing your eyes, you can make the thing fly left or right, up and down, and all the rest of it. This is old stuff here, so why are they pushing this stuff out to the front? It's a sort of tongue-in-cheek joke, because they're using all this stuff already on the general public. It says here, for example, video from a person's glasses or audio recorded from a headset could be processed by a computer to help search for relevant information. Experiments indicate that the advantages of these devices are such that human operators will be greatly enhanced for things like photo reconnaissance and so on. Kit Green, who chaired the report for the committee, said, the report warns that that while the U.S. and other Western nations might now consider themselves at the forefront of neuroscience, that is likely to change as other countries ramp up their computing capabilities. Unless security services can monitor progress internationally, they risk major, even catastrophic intelligence failures in the years ahead, the report warns. In the intelligence community, there's an extremely small number of people who understand the science, and without that, it's going to be impossible to predict surprises. This is a black hole that needs to be filled with light. I like that little Masonic part at the end. Green told the Guardian. Mr. Green. But anyway, what they're really telling you is that they have to make it more, the society more observable. They must know more about everyone for safety, etc. So all this technology and the drugs and everything else is to be used on the people. And only then can psychopaths sit back and feel safe. You know, for hundreds if not thousands of years, the rulers have sat and worried about being overthrown by the peasantry. And that's what this is all about. And the kings and the queens and the aristocracies of the planet, the big club at the top, with all their helpers down the pyramid, the bankers and so on, and the scientists that would sell their souls and everyone else's to get ahead or get their names in the books as being famous, have all decided that we're just too obsolete. We have to go. We're not perfect enough. We're poor workers, and we're very unpredictable. We have anger abilities and temper abilities, and we can riot and sometimes even rebel. So that's got to be done away with. And then our masters can sleep at peace at night. Meanwhile, they're using all our tax monies and all these big international corporations that design these technologies, these manacles that we all have to wear. We pay for it all. So when you're into your soaps or your movies or your games and you're just enjoying yourself on this big roller coaster of fantasy, remember what's been done to you and for those around you and for those who could and should come after us, who probably won't have a chance of even being born in this scientific system. Think about that. It's astonishing to see what really is going on in every field of science, because it's all aimed at this. They're into the genes, big time, with possibilities of finding the one that may cause criminality. It may, you see, because they want to start replacing lots of your junk genes. You know, the junk genes that make you, uniquely you, because they want to standardize everyone. It's all the same, just like the Borg. And add the ones in from passive people that make them passive and obedient. That's what it's all about. Not about enhancing you so you can go and play more openly or happily or in depth with games and stuff. It's to make you more predictable. That's what it's all about. I'm going to read an article about this when I come back from this break.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartolite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartolite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, talking about those who want to dominate every single individual completely, 100%, every individual across the planet, and literally alter the genetic makeup of everyone, so we're all like clones of each other, all standardized, and we'll have stamps in as good citizens because we'll be unable to be anything else except well-behaved, obedient, servile slaves. Until the next one comes in, they'll be completely genetically altered and born in a test tube or born in one of these new silicone wombs that they have in the science magazines. Every year, new mental disorders are added to the list for psychiatrists to use and therapists to use. And how it's done is a panel of psychiatrists at their big meetings simply voted in. They vote in the new diseases. Because every disease, you see, is another plus for the pharmaceutical agencies that always come up with drugs to, you know, calm it down. They work hand in glove. In fact, really, psychiatry today is just an arm of the big pharma companies. Here's an example of it from the BBC. And that was from the 9th of August. Low marks linked to schizophrenia in school, you see. Poor performance at school could indicate an increased risk of later developing schizophrenia, a study says. Could, you see, all of these coulds and maybes. UK and Swedish researchers followed more than 900,000 children born between 1973 and 1983. The Psychological Medicine paper found getting an E grade in any GCSE stage exam was linked to a doubling of the small risk of developing schizophrenia. It wasn't because you were bored or anything. But a mental health charity said the illness was often linked with high rather than low intelligence. Well, maybe that's why they want to drug them. Schizophrenia which commonly causes people to hear voices and experience paranoid delusions. Now, you can't even really say that today because we know that voice to skull can make you hear anything. And Nick Begich demonstrated that on the CBC television on the Wendy Mesley show years ago with gadgets that somehow were dumped in his lap from the CIA from the 1950s. They could make you hear voices. And experience paranoid delusions, often becoming evident in the late teens or early 20s. The researchers from the Institute of Psychiatry at King's College London and the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm looked at the Swedish data on exam results taken at the age of 15 or 16. They then looked at hospital data on admissions for psychotic disorders, including schizophrenia, after the age of 17. Sweden has comprehensive national registers, and it is. Sweden's the most socialized country outside of Britain. It says with every individual having their own identification code, so the data could be compared. You see how they use all of these gadgets and gimmickry, like giving you social insurance numbers and health numbers, and they can monitor you all down through your life. Because you're living in a big cage, a big laboratory. The general risk for an adult to be diagnosed with schizophrenia in any given year is 7 in 100,000. Getting an E grade in any of the 16 subjects looked at by the researchers was linked to a doubling of that risk. Researchers found that those with the poorest school performance overall had four times that risk of developing schizophrenia when they were adults. Other studies have shown that there's a link between schizophrenia and earlier problems with learning or understanding. However, the researchers said other factors were probably involved. Probably. They want to drug you all, but probably and maybes come into all their different theories. Writing in the journal, Mr. James McCabe of the Institute of Psychiatry, who led the research team, said school performance should not be seen simply as a proxy for intelligence. The researchers said poor attendance and engagement with education, memory and attention problems, as well as issues with organization, creativity, diligence and social skills could all play a part. No kidding. Dr. McCabe said doing badly at school is not a cause of schizophrenia, but is a marker for something not being quite right several years prior to diagnosis. And see, school itself is meant to standardize everyone. It's like walking into a store where one suit fits all. And it doesn't take into account we're all different. School is to standardize us all into the same being or creature to serve an economic and social system, which we didn't design. And you wouldn't believe what they have already voted in for psychiatric disorders. I think everyone I know has at some time had the nervous leg syndrome, where you sort of lean forward and the ball of your foot and your leg starts twitching up and down. It's like a little nervous thing. And you burn off some of your energy by doing. Well, that's now a disease, you know. And you can get a pill for that. Expensive one. So we've all got it. Or we've all had it. Maybe some of us just grew out of it. But this is where it's all going, you see. They're trying to label us all as mentally imperfect. Going back to the psychiatric and psychological magazines from the 60s and 70s, some of the top people in the field in the Americas declared that everybody in America who held on to the belief in family or religion was mentally ill. And they wanted to put down as a mental problem and treat it. Amazing, eh? Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just going through some of the incredible things that are happening in the world, and giving you a little history behind it. The psychiatric industry, and it is truly an industry, is based on a lot of hocus pocus, and is based on a lot of greed as well. But it's also backed by those who want to control the world by using mental diagnosis to eliminate individuality. In fact, I'm surprised they don't have that down yet. Maybe they do have individualism down as a mental disease. And no doubt they'll have some kind of therapy to treat you. That's what its real purpose is, because the psychiatric industry has been tied up from the beginning with the eugenics movement. Heavily so. And psychiatry was used to punish people who were dissidents in the Soviet Union. Mental hospitals were opened up because they had all kinds of new categories of mental disorders if you disagreed with the government. One of them was inflexibility of opinion. That was a mental disorder that would have you locked up, possibly for life. And you were forced to take drugs and Halidol, etc. And electroshock treatment and everything else they threw at you for inflexibility of opinion. We know that the psychiatric industry flocked to the Nazi Party in Germany because the goals that Hitler wanted with racial cleansing, mental hygiene, racial hygiene, and all the rest of it fell in line with that of psychiatry, which was, again, as I say, was, it really came out of the eugenics movement. And lots of the theories still do. Inherited genes, bad genes, recessive genes, dominant genes, and so on. That's what it's founded upon. For those who want to call, you can call in at 1-800-313-9443. And I'm going to go on to this other little article that ties right in with something I've been talking about for years. It goes into the real meaning behind the old Hermetic tradition, but that people really don't understand, the ones who follow the books. It's a repeat of something I've read before from an Australian newspaper. But this, again, is getting passed around the world, and it's always a reason when they pass these articles around the world. Okay. Now someone said, I just got told I've got some callers on the line, and I can't seem to find them here. Hold on. They weren't there a second ago. But anyway, this one's about hermaphrodites, and it's from an Australian scientist that's getting pushed up there into prominence, who's got a message, of course, that ties in with where the world is to go. It's from the National, and it says here, man on a slippery slide in future hermaphrodite world, July 11th, and I read it then. I'm reading it again because these guys are not kidding. Are men the new endangered species, according to a Melbourne bioethicist? New bioethics is eugenics. They changed in terminology because Hitler gave it a bad name. They call themselves bioethicists now. They're very ethical about where we're supposed to go. And they're all made up of scientists who are into eugenics. He says men are way up there with pandas and polar bears. In a speech entitled, Should Human Beings Have Sex? Dr. Robert Sparrow, sound like a bird, I should say, yesterday told the Australian Medical Students Association convention that females could soon rule the world as hermaphrodites without any biological use for men. With the help of some frozen sperm at first, females could procreate on their own until stem cell technology meant bone marrow and other human tissue could be converted into sperm, the senior lecturer at Monash University's Center for Human Bioethics said. To reach this post-sex world, Dr. Sparrow said parents wanting the best for their children should start choosing baby girls through IVF because they live longer and have more opportunities in life. Really? There are significant restrictions on the opportunities available to men around gestation, childbirth, and breastfeeding, which will be extremely difficult to overcome via social or technological mechanisms in the foreseeable future. Women also have longer life expectancies than men, he said. Dr. Sparrow said his somewhat tongue-in-cheek argument was based on a line of thought about medical ethics that suggests medical technology should be used to serve the welfare of individuals and remove limitations on the opportunities available to them. See, they really worry about minority groups, if you noticed. It's all about helping minorities, tiny ones. This is what the whole world's about, you know. That's what it's about. Spending billions of taxpayer money on genetic research because they want to help the poor and infirm and those who are simply trapped in the wrong bodies. I argue that if these are our goals, we may do well to move towards a post-sex humanity. Until we have the technology to produce genuine hermaphrodites, the most efficient way to do this is to use sex selection technology to ensure that only girl children are born. Girl babies, therefore, have a significantly more open future than boy babies, he said. The argument, Sparrow says, started developing in his mind after the professor of practical ethics at Oxford University, Julian Savulescu, suggested in 2005 that designer babies should be created by enhancing. See, here's a real key here. Enhancing their DNA before birth. It's all about taking genes out and putting genes back in. Because they don't want individuals. They want a passive, well-controlled society. When asked if people should act on his suggestion, Dr. Sparrow said he didn't expect many people would take up the challenge just yet. I don't think we're seriously looking at a world of only girl children just yet, But I do think that when philosophers start talking about using medical technology to achieve things that aren't about health, so increasing people's IQ or life expectancy, for example, you have to ask why we shouldn't all be girls, he said. Maybe we should address this or send address to him for giving us this valuable information. But you can see where it's all going and what it's all really about. Now we'll go to the phones and we've got Jared in New Zealand. Are you there, Jared?
G'day.
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
Not so bad.
How's Hamish?
Oh, he's doing just great. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I'll just bring up sorry, I've never been on Talkback Radio before.
That's okay.
Last Anzac Day there was an article in the paper, well, the week after Anzac Day, about some Freemasons that got together and about 300 of them turned up in Timaru, which is a small town in the South Island.
Yeah.
And, they were saying, you know, what they were doing. Well, they didn't say much, but at the end of it, they said they were there to celebrate the sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do it all over the world. Yeah.
Yeah. The esoteric meaning of it, yeah, sounds a bit of a worry, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Well, like, they do love fire, and they do love passing things through the fire.
Yeah.
And dancing in front of a big owl that signifies wisdom. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a complaint from the motel owners, too, about them bringing their billy goats in after dark, but it was just speculation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's probably really what Gallipoli was, wasn't it? Bit of a blood sacrifice.
I've no doubt. I've no doubt at all. I remember even the BBC showed a documentary back in the 70s when they showed you part of it actually using a goat in a pentangle. And you had to jump over this silly goat, you know?
Yeah.
It's all weird rituals that go way, way back in time.
Yeah.
And these guys are generally very, very wealthy. They're often in charge of your governments, your banking, anybody who's anybody is part of their system. And they're all gangsters, as far as I'm concerned. They just leech off the public.
Yeah, true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, and speaking about hermaphrodites, we won't talk about Helen Clark, will we?
That's right. Oh, it's just amazing. It's amazing how they've promoted this agenda by always personalizing the story with someone who's supposedly suffering. And we've had this ad nauseum for years. Like, they really care about the occasional individual, but the real agenda, as I say, is to create a brand new type of human. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can see it everywhere, eh? Look, I sort of thought I was awake. You know what I mean? Sort of awake, but only starting to realise now that, you know, I've started studying it, listening to you and Alex Jones, and I've read most of the books. You know, like Tragedy and Hope and things like that, and you start to see things differently, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's cool.
Absolutely. These guys love to tell us, at least if we care to read, what they want to do with us. They love to tell the world what they want. It's a form of legalism. They're very legalistic.
Yeah.
And technically they can say, well, you know, we told you what we're going to do, and it is true, they do tell us, if we care to listen, what they plan to do with us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Thanks very much. It's great what you do, and, thank you.
Well, you hang in there, Jared.
Yeah.
Well,
I've got another question for you, too, but I'll better send that on an email, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Alan.
You take care.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye now. And we have Tom in Massachusetts. Are you there, Tom?
Alan?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just had a connection glitch there. I was reading, I bought the four volumes, or should I say donated, obtaining the three volumes that you produced.
Yeah.
And regarding the 90 degrees of Egyptian Freemasonry, is that another branch, or are those the 90 degrees that you speak of that go over and above the 33 of Scottish Rite or York?
It was a parallel branch. It was a parallel branch. And it used to exist in ancient times, so I'm led to believe. But see, there are parallel branches. They call them side degrees. You get pulled off into side lodges if you have the right stuff. And you can attend, still attend your basic initiation lodge, the Blue Lodge, and still attend the side lodge as well. Your friends won't even know you've been asked to it or that it even exists. And they'll take you up on that. The Black Lodge is one of them when you're pulled off to the Black Lodge, and then you go much higher.
So everything that involves progressing within Freemasonry involves the Black Lodge?
Yeah, that's very, very high, especially in the Americas. They pull them off to the Black Lodge. And I knew a grandmaster who was in charge of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry in Canada, and he was also in charge of an Orange Lodge as well, which is loyal to the Queen of England.
Right.
And I talked to his wife, who had Alzheimer's, one night, and she said he'd just taken a few members off to the Black Lodge and sort of a little chat with her about it. And so because she had a bad memory and she was had Alzheimer's, she tended to tell me quite a bit about it. Yeah. So they go off and they do all these ceremonies at night, and that's to prove their worth as well. They'll often be up there till dawn. And these are the guys who are really zealots. They want to get up the ladder quickly and rise higher. But they're also groomed for higher positions in bureaucracies and anything to do with sciences and also with government or governance, as they call it, in Masonry, often
right.
People, yeah.
And another question. I've been doing some separate research and trying to determine who really is God, but I mean not as can be applied to all people through the world, but just in terms of Freemasonry, mm-hmm. and in particular allusions made to this Jehovah, Yahweh, Adonai. Now, I think within Freemasonry, I think Pike had mentioned something about isn't he the same as Lucifer, or is he Lucifer's nemesis, or how does that work?
It's one and the same thing. You see, in the pre-Christian world, you had an array of gods on an ascending scale. And the one that was in charge of the world, as the Greeks called it, the Demiurge.
Right.
And or the Demiurgos. And the Demiurge is oblivious to those above him. Now, that transformed into Satan. Satan is the lord of the world, or Lucifer again. And Yahweh, when you look at what Yahweh is, he's a god who rules the world.
Right.
He's a god who will bless you materially. If you sacrifice to him, he likes lots of sacrifices and slaughter and blood running down the holy mount. Roasted animals, perfect, pure, blameless animals sacrificed every morning. What kind of God are we looking at here? And yet if you serve that God faithfully, you're blessed materially in this world. That's really what it stands for.
Well, why did they create a dichotomy in the Old Testament, and I think there's a bubble over into the New, so that you have this separate Yahweh, Jehovah, Adonai, who's supposed to be the good guy, and then you've got Satan or Lucifer that goes against him. Mm-hmm. Is this something that's been created, almost like a dialectic, through the centuries?
There's no doubt, but really for many centuries, the God of the New Testament was different from the old one. It was a different deity you're talking about, a God of love and forgiveness and all this, whereas the God of the Old Testament was very unforgiving. He also could break his own laws, and he even admired Jacob, who fooled his father
right.
with the birthright. So if you were smart and cunning, did it craftily, he would bless you. So the God from the Old Testament was really the God of the world. In Revelations, if you look at Revelations, they go through the whole thing about the beast, and then they tell you the number of his name.
Right.
And then they tell you that all the seraphim and cherubim and so on are going around the God, and all day and all night, forever and ever, saying, and they say his name is holy, holy, holy.
Right.
Holy, holy, holy is 666 in Kabbalah.
Hmm.
So they're telling you that is the one that they're worshiping is Satan.
Interesting.
Yeah.
When did this melding take place between the Old and the New Testaments, that what we have
it
today?
It started with the Rosicrucian movement in the 1500s, and then it broke into Luther and the Protestant Reformation. So that's really when it broke out in the 1500s, and then around the turn, the late 1800s, turn of the 1900s, they started to really push and heavily fund the amalgamation of Christianity and Judaism, with other things added to both of them, in fact, to blend them all together for the new world or the new age.
That's right, yeah.
So it's been an ongoing war, and then the World Council of Churches, which if you speak it is Wicca, you see, WCC,
right.
Was started up by David Rockefeller, and they then managed the same information to all the seminaries of all denominations to standardize them all.
Wow. Well, I appreciate your help on this one, Alan, and I guess there are other callers that are waiting to ask you questions, so I'll take my leave and keep on doing the good work.
Okay, take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye now. I'll be back after this break.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Alan Watts, and we're back cutting through the matrix and cutting through the deceptions that are going on all around. Very old plans worked out down through time, and they've got hundreds of years yet to go before they have their perfect creatures. We're all Mark 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 as far as they're concerned, and they plan to go on to the next one very shortly, but not the final one. Now we've got Tim in British Columbia. Are you there, Tim?
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I wish I had a little bit more time to ask this, but I'll give it a shot anyway. Yeah, in 94, I came down with, in maybe 92 or 91, I came down with schizophrenia. And when I was 18, I still remember it was right at Easter break. Mm-hmm. And I just listening to you talk about earlier tonight, I just had to give you a call. And do you think most of the cases are just like being messed with the harp or something like that? What's your opinion on that? Do you think it's something natural or, like, just what's your opinion?
There's no doubt that there's been mental disorders down through the ages.
Yeah.
What causes them, they haven't really got a clue. They've got 100 theories which they try to preach as fact, but they have no really idea. Sometimes there are hereditary factors. It seems that way, but not always. And today you are living in an age where so much tampering has gone on from inoculations and from harp frequencies and technologies like this, where they have experimented on people who never knew about it for their whole lives. So you've got a mixed bag of secret agencies going at it with us, mixed with maybe hereditary factors as well, until it's so muddied. But that's how perfect it is. They can do a lot of experimenting on the public, and they've released documentation about doing experiments on this very thing on the general public, generally around naval bases, and they draw people pretty well to insanity.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. The medication, like you say, man, it's murder, and so is the entire medical system, man.
Yes.
Even before I found out about the whole agenda, I was starting to, like, just learn through Hard Knocks that the entire thing is just rigged. Doctors are just brutal, man, and, it's just a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. And they did experiments back in the 70s. They sent in people who all said to doctors they heard a thud in their head. It's called the thud experiment.
Yeah.
Every one of them was locked up and classified as a schizophrenic.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get out until they played the game and pretended that they really were and took the medications before psychiatry would let them go.
Yeah.
And it was an experiment. They sent normal people in to say that they heard a thud in their head.
Yeah.
So it's all bogus, this whole psychiatric industry.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean about playing the game there. You gotta act like you gotta admit it and just
all
that.
Pretend you're getting better and better, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks a lot, Alan.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Well, that's the music coming in, and there's more callers, but we'll try to get back to them on Monday if they call in again. From Hamish myself, who've been out stacking the wood today, Ontario, Canada. It's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
Gold has been.